لبیک 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 خام نائی، لبیک 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 خام نائی، لبیک 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 خام نائی، لبیک 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 خام نائی.
It was not only the difference between the rich and the poor, the extravagance of the Shah, his family, and selected members of the elite, but also the repressive nature of the regime, which made people decide that enough is enough, and they cannot tolerate it anymore. It was all that, but it was also the neglect of human and Islamic values, which were part of the Iranian identity. It was also the utter submission of the Shah to foreign powers, especially the United States. On 3rd June 1963, Khomeini made a historical speech against the Shah's regime, criticizing its dependence on evil powers and its support for Israel. The speech was devastating for the regime and eye-opening for the nation. Consequently, the Imam was taken out of his house and arrested by the SAVAK, the Shah's notorious secret police. It proved to be an outrageous move which pulled thousands of people onto streets in support of the Ayatollah. The regime did not hesitate in suppressing the people, and as a result, 15,000 innocent Iranians died on the day that marked a turning point for the Pahlavi dynasty, on the 5th of June 1963, known as the 15th of Khordad Uprising. The Shah did not stop here. A wave of new imprisonments followed, with some famous clerics, academics, and people of all walks of life being taken into prison, some of whom were sentenced to death. As the pressure mounted on the Shah, Imam Khomeini was released after 10 months in custody. Not disheartened by his arrest, Khomeini continued to deliver speeches which challenged the authority of the Shah's regime, to the extent that the Shah felt Khomeini's presence in Iran was of grave danger to his throne. As a result, the Imam was exiled to Turkey and then Iraq, where he spent the next 14 years of his life. During these years, both the Imam and the people continued their opposition to the Shah's regime. The Imam's speeches were smuggled into Iran and were widely spread amongst his supporters. This kept the spirit of resistance alive amidst waves of arrests, punishment, and executions. Meanwhile, with the people living in extreme poverty, the Shah kept spending the all money for his extravagant entertainment, especially for the coronation and the commemoration of the 2,500 years of dynastic rule in Iran. On September 4th, 1978, a mass march followed the Eid al-Fitr prayers, with hundreds of thousands of people chanting overtly death to the Shah. The chain of demonstrations led to what is known as Black Friday, in which tanks and helicopter gunships were used to break up the largely peaceful demonstrators. The 17th Shahrivar Uprising was the beginning of the end of the Pahlavi regime. On 10th and 11th December, coinciding with Tasua and Ashura on the Islamic calendar, as many as 17 million people up and down the country marched peacefully, demanding the removal of the Shah and return of Khomeini. The Shah had no choice but to leave the country. So, pretending matters are safe and under control, he flew out.
مستقر بشه بعد مسافرت خواهم کرد.
Leaving Shahpur Bakhtiar as his last prime minister. The struggle continued until Imam Khomeini, who was now exiled in Paris, flew to Iran despite all threats to his life. The Imam delivered a powerful speech in Behesht Zahra, the graveyard, on the very day, saying he will slap the face of the present government. Matters got out of hand for Bakhtiar, with the Iranian Royal Air Force and huge sections of the army joining the protesters against the government. On 11 February, 22nd Bahman, the revolution led by Grand Ayatollah Imam Khomeini achieved victory, and the 2,500 years of dynastic rule came to an end.